biztalkradio.com. And joining us now is a woman that has sharing with us what it's like for a woman to exist in the Arab world and discovering freedoms to be yourself. And she is an actress, journalist, television show host in Lebanon and across the Arab world. And she's with us today. And Natalie Resterkin, welcome to the program. It's nice to have you with us.
Hello, Frankie. How are you doing? It's such an honor for me to be on such an award-winning show with you. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. So tell us, because you're the granddaughter of Armenian genocide survivors, you've been born and raised in Beirut, and you now live with your husband in Canada. But
yes,
what was it like to be a female TV host in Lebanon?
Well, it was, in the beginning, it was like a challenge, like everybody else. We all wanted to be famous over there because they give a lot of attention to our physical appearances, and if you're good enough, pretty enough, then you'll get there, regardless of your talents, to be honest. And it was very challenging. It was like a dream come true. But after some time, it becomes very boring, and because challenges and other things get in your way, because you get nothing for free. And you have to give up a lot of things in your life related to your ethics and values in order to reach the top. And for us as women over there, even if I was Armenian and I come from my society, my Armenian society, I mean, it is very different to be talented and to have chances if you don't give up things. And we learn with time that harassment and assault and things like being misjudged and being submissive are just part of the industry. That's why I decided to write my first novel, Masks, which talks about my voice, my experience, and the voices of so many other women who dare to wear masks, Frankie. We just have to wear those masks to protect ourselves from the society. And it's very painful. And I said, I'm in Canada. I'm going to talk about it. At least I'm going to start removing my mask with writing a novel, and now a second one coming. Because we should start somewhere, having Me Too movement. I think that with the Me Too movement, I just say no more masks for women. And what we are living there every single day, it's very painful. It's very hard. And we are just controlled by the dominant male society, that they think that they could take away everything from us the way they want. And and we are just convinced that it's a part of the industry, that we just have to be quiet. We don't have to talk about it. And I don't think that till today anyone had ever talked. So I'm talking, and I'm writing, and I wrote the novel Masks, where it talks about the story, and the second one coming, and I hope soon it will be on TV screens as a show, so that people see what it is to be a woman on the other side, and how much we suffer psychologically. And
so if you are in a marriage that doesn't work and you're unhappy, what happens?
We do nothing. I mean, most of them, they do nothing. If you look at me, I'm like the black sheep of the family. Even when I wrote my novel, I mean, my parents were just like furious over there. I mean, you talked about sexual things? How do you dare to write things like that? They see from different perspective. If you're not happy, how can I put it? Frankie, it's for us, marriage, most of them, it's like, for most of us, it's like another state of psychological situation. It's an emotional state. I mean, you are obliged to stay married. It's like, it's a business deal. You're married, you stay there, because we don't have their rights with us. And it has nothing to do with being Christian, being Muslim, wearing scarves, or having plastic surgeries. It has nothing to do with that. Laws are not there for women. They do not apply to us. They do not help us. We just have to accept it, because we have so much to give up when we step up for a divorce, that they would just accept that you're a mother, so you have to stay there. You're a wife, so this is your destiny. So whatever comes, we have to accept it. Because with time, we just don't know the difference between obeying and respecting and doing the right thing, or just being quiet and leave the pain. We get used to that pain. So I just decided to break the chains and change it and convert from one Christian sect to another and get married to the one I love once again, to somebody else, and move to Canada, leave everything behind, because I wasn't happy. I mean, with time, I mean fame, I mean, in the beginning it was okay, but with time, I mean, you feel that you're not happy. That's what
yes.
my book says, Masks. I
yes.
mean, the power
but
is
why
not
don't,
okay. Money is not.
Why don't women just pick up and leave like you did?
Go where?
Yeah, that's the question.
Where do they go?
That's right. Where do they go?
They have nowhere to go, because your parents, if you go, they will say, you have to go back to your husband. Because even when you are, a woman who has an education, a career, I mean, you cannot just pack your bags and go and live alone. I mean, you could if you want. It's a choice you make. But the society looks at you in a different way. In my book, in Masks, I say in the story that how Anna tries to break these chains and to remove her mask, to taste freedom. Because we have so many taboos, social taboos, traditional, religious, but they are not ethics. They are taboos, and they are just suppressing women. And nobody is trying to do anything for them. So they have nowhere to go except if they, like, fall in love like me, and just somebody says, okay, you should get a divorce, and
yeah,
I'm going to
yeah.
marry you. You're not happy
so
in your life. I mean,
how can
I don't
people...
know how many can do that.
Oh, thank you. We were out of time, but we need to have you back again, because there's so much to talk about. The book is called Mask, available wherever books are sold and Amazon. And what's the best website for you?
It's Barnes & Noble and Amazon.
Okay. And do you have a website? You have your own website.
Yes, at www.natalyrestokian.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And we'll be back next time. Frankie Boyer for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening, everybody. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
In the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.